and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. Episode 48 on them, boys, huh? Huh?
Uh-huh. Let me get a lot of fours everywhere. A lot of fours. A
lot of fours. 4-4-4. But we not retiring yet. That Shout out to my iTunes people. Leave us a 5-star on iTunes. Shout out to my Spotify people. Shout out to Twitch as well. It is not just the sub chat anymore. We have done a merger with the followers as well. You know what I'm saying?
Follow chat.
Shout out to follower chat
follow
in the building.
Chat.
Shout out to our subs as well. You know what I'm saying? Also, special shout out to our patrons. There's about 6 of y'all in there. You know what I'm saying? And a special shout out to our biggest patron right now. You know what I'm saying? The coolest of bros.
Cool bro.
Say what's up to the chat, man.
Yo, follow me on TikTok now.
Follow a man on TikTok.
This dude right here. This dude.
It's CoolBro297 on Twitter. It's CoolBro underscore. And yeah.
Something like that.
Follow me.
Now, CoolBro, for the people who don't know, how did you get on this lovely podcast? How'd you get on this lovely podcast, bro?
I asked my mom for her credit card.
So that's how you do it, folks. Yeah. Ask your parents for
ask
money.
Ask your parents for money, and you can get on the pod.
And give it to us.
Give it to us.
Let's do it right here.
Nah, I pledged $100 for the Patreon.
A blessing.
So
appreciate it, man. Appreciate
this guy's the GOAT. Yeah. This guy's the GOAT.
So for the people who don't know, we have a $100 tier on Patreon. The main benefit of that is being a guest on the podcast. Typically, it would just be like a Patreon-only episode we'd have the guest on. But because there's not really that many patrons right now, and also because CoolBro's been loyal for years now, it's not even like, let's keep it a buck shit. I'm saying, we might as well get him on a main episode. So shout out
and
to CoolBro.
And be
so
kind.
Yeah, I'm kind. I'm saying.
Kind souls.
A blessing.
But along with CoolBro, we got the usuals. Dom, say what's good.
I just found it funny how you told CoolBro, hey, CoolBro, say hey. Yeah, man, follow me at here on TikTok.
He didn't even say hey.
Plug immediately. That's a wordy shit. He got that from wordy. I'm going to just plug immediately.
That is.
Nah, man, what's
is.
Up, people?
It's attention to detail.
Chat,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel
the
it,
attention
I feel
to detail. The attention to the semantics. You know.
Yo, that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
Semantics, oh man.
Semantics, man.
Madama, got your shit off, bro. My bad for cutting you off.
No, you're good. You know, follow me on TikTok. Follow me on Twitter. You know, TikTok at DonChurch97. YouTube at DonChurch97. Hey, yo, I've been posting shorts. Shout out to, who was it? Was it Toasted that told us about shorts on Clubhouse that one time?
Yeah. Was that whole
I think
room?
It was. Shout out Toasted. Whole room on Clubhouse, man. If you know, you know. If you're not in the know, get an invite because you're a bum because you don't got an invite. But
wait,
yeah,
I don't
man,
even have an invite.
Justin, you're already on it, man.
Clubhouse?
Yeah, you're on Clubhouse.
No, I'm not.
Do you need an invite?
Anyways, what are you talking
I'm
about? Can you just Jesus Christ?
Oh, you know, follow me on.
No, you were talking about shorts, and you just. What
yeah,
was it about
the
shorts?
The YouTube shorts. Shout out, because I'm posting shorts. I'm posting shorts. And stuff.
Is it working?
Shorts.
Is it working?
I'm just saying.
Not if he doesn't get the plug
dunk. There's an old dunk video that I've had on my channel forever at this point, and I ain't gonna lie, no one's ever seen it. But now that the shorts have been up, like it's considered a short because of how I uploaded it or whatever, like
yeah.
Straight from my phone. It's at like 200 something views, and I'm like,
not bad.
Something's fishy there.
Something about that algorithm.
I'm like, I'm testing it. I'm gonna test the water.
You should re-upload the thing that went viral on TikTok on Shorts. See how it goes.
Ooh.
I'll go moves.
I should do that. I should definitely
right
do
now.
It like right now.
Right now.
Live
on the pod.
Let's do it right here. Justin, say what's
Checking
up to the people.
Ball. What's good, boys? Don't follow me. I should think of something to do.
Vote.
I should get a side hustle. Vote. That's
just
my
vote.
Side
vote. Just, I voted yesterday.
Follow me on DoorDash.
Follow me on DoorDash.
Give me a 5-star.
I'll get your food.
So I can get
I'll
top,
get your food.
So I can get top dasher.
Top Dasher. How does that work? How does the app know who's gonna pick up my food? Is it like a first come first serve basis?
It's basically whoever's closest.
Oh, okay.
But Top Dasher, basically, if you're not a Top Dasher, you can only dash during like hours they let you when it's like busy. But if you're not a Top Dasher, or if you are a Top Dasher, you can just do whatever the fuck you want. Like, it doesn't have to be busy. That's basically the only difference, I think.
Got you.
I actually got Top Dasher my first month through a glitch. I don't know how, because you have to be driving for at least a month and have like a certain number of deliveries, and I had like three, and it was like, congratulations.
You see Cool Bro's face, bro. Like,
all right. So,
Cool Bro, yeah. Cheat codes.
I'll teach you all the cheat codes of DoorDash.
Dude was VC glitching on these DoorDash streets, bro. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. Now, before we get into the topics of this pod, Dom, last pod, for the people who watch live, we literally saw Dom's TikTok go from like 2,000 views to like 35K by the end of the pod. Now, for the people who haven't been, you know, aren't, you know, true fans that follow us on Instagram and shit, you know what I'm saying? What has happened since the last pod? What has happened since the last pod? Specifically, well, since we stopped streaming.
Well, when we stopped streaming, it was probably at, well, when I noticed it, my first reaction, it was at 8,000, it was like 8,900. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm used to getting like 200, like 100, 200. My most view was like 4. So I'm like, okay. So I seen that one. I was like, oh shit, that one popped. Cool. And then you said, oh, well, Dom, listen, man, well, how the algorithm is, it shit might pop. I wouldn't be surprised if it was at 50K by the morning. I'm like, yeah, fuck out of here. 50K by the morning, whatever.
He still say he do this for a living.
He's like, I refresh a lot. I know. So
refresh kings.
I just noticed it just, for some reason, kept seeing like 99 plus on the little,
the notification thing.
Yeah, the notification, it kept saying 99 plus, and that's why I was sitting here just like tapping it, because every time I tapped it, it said 99 plus, and then it hit 10K. Yeah. I'm like, all right, whatever, cool, and I just kept checking, and then by the end time we ended it, 30 range, I'm like, all right, whatever. By midnight, it had hit like 100K, because you had hit me saying 100K diamond, so by midnight around that time, it was at 100K.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, all right, that's crazy. I was like, yo, that's crazy. I'll be happy if I wake up and it's like at 150K or some shit like that. That'd be wild. Go to sleep. Mind you, I go to work at 6 in the morning. So I get up, go to work. I do my daily whatevers. I'm not really tripping, checking my phones or nothing like that. It's early as hell in the morning. We just finished the pod at 12. I wake up at 6. So I'm groggy, whatever. So it hits like 8, 9. And I look, that bitch said like 250 something. I'm like, oh shit.
word.
So at that point, I'm like, oh, that's wild. Then that shit hit like 3, then 4. And once it was at 400K, I was like, yo, this shit's crazy. Then that's when the meme pages and stuff and whatever. Yeah. And now it's sitting at the 600. And I'm like, cool. Everything done slowed down. All the traffic slowed down. I have dropped TikTok since. Yeah, I have dropped TikTok since then. No one's been caring. I'm like, okay, I see.
Nah, just keep pushing, bro. Honestly, Dom, the fact that you already got like what comedy is like on TikTok is a big thing. Because like a lot of people try to do comedy, and it's just the way they chop it up is just so fucking slow. But you got like you get the idea of like what works on TikTok, so just gotta get the
meta down. He knows.
Yeah, so just keep it up.
Yeah, I'm just waiting, man. Yeah, I went from the night we was doing the pod when it went viral, I was at 55 followers.
Yeah,
I am at 2,900. I'm at 2,982 right now, so I'm about to hit 3K.
Okay, the only problem with that is, does anyone actually look at their followers on TikTok? I don't use TikTok, but from what I've heard, most people just stay on the For You page the whole time they're on that.
That's what I've heard as well. Like, you can gain followers easily on TikTok, but they're not nearly as valuable as a follow on really any other platform, because the majority of people just go on the For You page.
But if you do follow someone, it's more likely to show up in your For You page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to show on your For You page and the following page. Like, some people do go on their following page and look at shit, but most people stay on their For You page.
Yeah.
But something I have noticed is, well, because I don't know about anybody else, but if there's a person that's funny, I will go to their page to see more of their content. I don't just stay on the For You page like a mindless TikTok zombie. So when you go to people's pages and they do have a lot of followers, I tend to check and see how they convert over to other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've noticed, at least from like a base level, people like the millions and millions of followers on TikTok, unless they're, well, like the 1 mil to 2 mil range, Instagram, they're going to be like 100K, 200K, that range like that.
Yeah.
And YouTube, they got like 20,000 subs. So, like, I look at it kind of like how when we first started the TikTok shit, like a conversion rate type of thing.
Yeah.
Those are the people, you can convert it, it's just...
It's not going to be as strong. Like, you can still convert people. Like, obviously, if you have a platform, there's going to be a certain percentage that you can still convert. I'm just saying, compared to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube... All Twitch as well. Like, it's not as strong. But I see you, Dom. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Looking at the analytics now, you know what I'm saying? Entrepreneur eye.
Yeah. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, I TikTok secondary, you know, the primary platform for me is Locker Room, baby.
That's where I shine.
Yeah,
so what else happened since the last? A lot of shit has happened since the last pod for you, Dom. I ain't gonna lie. So what also happened on the Sacred app? You know what I'm saying?
Sacred out of Locker Room, shout out Locker Room. You know, I got that verified check on there. You know, got that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cool Bro got it up there.
Yeah, Cool Bro got it up there. You can barely see it, but you know, we get the premise. See it,
but yeah,
we get the premise.
Got the verified check.
I was like, focus.
Damo got that green check. So that's happened. Bro.
I've been able, you know, just talking to people, you know, talking to
connection.
Iggy, you know, per sources. Per sources now, man. Per source Damo. Damo Woj, bro. Damo Woj. I'm about to give you the inside scoops.
Damo, man. On some real shit, Dom, I'm really proud of you, dog. For real, for real. Because, like, ever since.
Amen, I appreciate it.
Ever since, like, 2017 when I met you. I'm going to just be honest. It's been like B-Souls has been the guy with the platform. And there's just been random dudes on the pod. And like sometimes there's SEC. Sometimes there's Low. But like we're getting to a point, Dom.
Shout out random dudes.
Where you're your own, like, you know what I'm saying? You got your own legitimate platform now. Like people follow you and like listen to you just for you now. You know what I'm saying? Like without my name attached to it. So honestly, I'm proud of you, dog. For real, for real. For real, for real.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It was a long time coming, man. It's just a hard hustle out here, just throwing these hot takes in the streets, seeing when it'll catch. I knew it'll catch eventually. I stuck the path, man. Since day one, I stuck the path.
Bro, I'm just surprised. I'm honestly just surprised with how many hot takes you have. Like, it's like, bro.
This man can argue anything.
That's what I'm saying. He quite literally argues 24/7 on the app.
Even, like, I honestly don't think he's ever agreed with anybody. It's always seems to be there whenever someone says something, he always has the opposite opinion every time.
You know what it's like? I'm not going to lie to you. You know what it feels like? It feels like I have like a cult on Locker Room. It's weird.
You do.
I noticed? You know what I knew? When that Damo's Cumrag account came in, bro. I'm like, yo.
Oh my God.
Not is that only still does he have a burner, but it's specifically named Damo's Cumrag. I'm like, yo. Okay. Okay, this is getting real.
Bro, listen, I felt it because, like, man, I got the verified check. You know, niggas with the gems now, I just be looking.
Yeah, what's the gems?
B-Souls know, because he be getting hella gems, too. Like,
I haven't been on since the gems.
Just because they like you. Like, they're like, oh, that's B-Soul, ain't it? Gem. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's dope.
Justin, so the gems, the gem for gem shit is crazy. But essentially... Like, when you're in a room and someone agrees with you, or honestly, it doesn't even have to be for that reason. Like, they just double tap on your, like, circle.
So it's like an
Instagram, like.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of like channel points on Twitch. Kind of like that. I don't know if you know that. But, yeah, man, I'm just happy for Dom, bro. I'm just happy for Dom, for real. And the pod in general.
Hey, man. Facts.
But honestly, we got patron Cool Bro in the building.
Facts.
We do.
Honestly, the first question I have for you, Cool Bro, is, I know, like, I've known you for a couple years now, but, like, what specifically drew you to this pod and, like, made you stay? Because you could have just, like, you know, just kept on following me on YouTube and not checked this out, but, like, what about this pod specifically, like, do you fuck
with? Why do you love us?
Stop.
I'm bringing the heat right now.
We're not playing. I told you. I warned you, cool, bro. We were coming with the heat.
This dude right here.
No, it felt... I go to work early as hell, like Dom.
Yeah.
And like sometimes I just throw on a pod and then y'all have me cracking up so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And I know you guys too. And then it's cool learning how Justin is.
And yeah. Yeah.
It's a character journey.
Evolution arc.
It's a journey.
And back when he didn't have a webcam, it was funny hearing his like just little, like, what is it? What's the word? Like, interjections. And it'll just stop the whole pod.
Y'all didn't know when I was coming.
That's what I'm saying.
It'd be like a God voice.
Justin actually God.
It is. It's like a God voice, bro. Niggas be on here talking, whatever. He'd just be like, nah, I don't agree. And he'd be like, what was that?
There was an actual like character development with Justin, bro.
It took me a minute to be comfortable.
Yeah, because yeah. Again, when we first started out, like I've been doing this, Dom and Wordy have had prior experience, but like Justin and Tim, they've like never done anything like this. Like y'all aren't even on like social media like that, like at least YouTube wise.
Yeah.
Like you guys aren't like YouTube nerds or anything.
The only thing I post anything on is like Instagram every once in a while and that's it.
That's what I'm saying. So you guys weren't like social media buffs. Yeah. So y'all just come on and it's just hectic. Like I remember when Tim was on, I had to teach him how to open Audacity. Because this was before like I just figured out that it was just like it'd just be best for me to record everything at once. Not really worry about quality enough because like Dom's on his phone, Justin was on his phone, and Tim didn't know how to use Audacity and shit, and it was just fucking hectic, bro. But you know we here, we live. Justin's not in his garage anymore.
We live. I'm in the stew now. You know
he's in the stew. He's in
the stew
with the American flag.
Yeah, with my MAGA flag. You know the rules. Right here.
So what has been like your main? Let's start off with what's been your favorite guest, because that's been a topic we've been discussing recently.
I want to say I like Pierre because y'all were talking about some crazy shit with Pierre. And then it's iconic when y'all ask Flo about pulling the fat back.
Justin, do you even remember that?
I think I missed that one. But I remember the next episode we come on and we're immediately talking about FUPA. Immediately. I was like,
I think we were talking about like dick length and we had a whole last debate of like, does it count if you pull the fat back?
Is it from the edge of the fat or the edge of the body?
Looking at the chat and then Rusty was also funny as hell.
Yeah, Rusty. The last Rusty one was fucking hilarious because of that porn game we had. Pause.
Rusty threw me off. So
we've literally never done anything like that like with any other guest.
I'm trying to do more shit like that. I just can't think of like any challenges like aside from listing off porn stars.
He thinks what's wrong with that? That was funny. That threw me off when he first said it. Because when he first said it, threw me off. I was like, what do you mean you think of Flo after the second one? Wait a minute, what? I'm like, oh, I get what he means now. But it threw me for a loop the first time. I was like, hey, yo.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And also Young Mustards, because it was a bunch of shouting matches.
Yeah, it's always a shouting match.
Same with DKM, bro. He loves to argue.
Oh yeah, that one was hilarious.
Mike the Monkey.
Mike the Monkey was a classic.
Yeah, Mike the Monkey was a classic with them UK and food, and bro.
Chris.
The Crips.
Bro, no cap. If we ever drop Keep It A Buck merch, bro, we gotta have a Mike the Monkey design, bro.
For no reason.
Y'all would have to get a license for it, because they're already trademarked
it. No, it would be Mike the Monkey.
It would be like Mark the Monkey.
Mark the Monkey. No, but I don't think was the guy's name actually Mike the Monkey, or is that just something
that was DKM saying Mike the Monkey. Yeah, he said that's what is like in the commercials. Like, you got 2K Sam, like, yeah, you Mike the Monkey.
You say 2K Sam?
2K Sam.
Honestly, if we ever do it, I deadass might just like hand draw a whack ass monkey on purpose and just put Mike under it. That's good enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, we won't get copyright for that.
Drawn, have y'all seen Travis Scott's newest merch?
I have not. Is it ass?
It's literally like he scribbled onto it, and he's charging $60 per t-shirt.
And people are going to buy it.
I can't knock him for it. People are going to buy it.
Travis stands are fucking insane, dude. I ain't going to lie.
$100 for a chicken nugget pillow.
Did someone actually do that? Like one chicken nugget?
No, chicken nugget pillow.
Oh, I was about to say. Like,
Still expensive.
I thought it was like some eBay auction.
This is a
fucking McNugget Travis Scott didn't eat. It was by the trash. I'm like,
that'd be wild. That'd be so unsanitary.
That would go for more than 100, bro. Yeah, just because of the meat.
More than 100.
If someone sold, if it was actually Travis Scott's leftover chicken nugget and it became a meme, that would go for way more than 100. I hate to say it. It would.
Yeah, it'll go for at least 1,000. At least. I ain't gonna lie.
Motherfuckers will buy anything.
Yeah. So I got a couple topics for the pod, but Dom and Justin, do y'all have any questions for my boy Cool Bro? You know what I'm saying?
My boy Cool Bro. Yes, I do have a question for my boy Cool Bro. This is a classic question for the guest.
Bro, I love Justin's energy like the past couple pods.
I woke up feeling different. I got a question for you.
I woke up feeling different. I woke up feeling like a creator today.
Before you go, bro, ever since that TBH episode, Justin has just completely changed.
He changed my life.
He said, yo, you're recording a video right now? And he goes,
I was like,
I am.
You don't understand. It was like a realization. Y'all don't understand. Y'all weren't there. Like, it laughing because you can see it in his face, like the realization that he's actually an influencer on the internet hit him when one of the biggest ever on YouTube told him that, like, yeah, he realized you're one too. He was like, it was like an anime moment, like, Nani?
No, the glass, if y'all have seen How I Met Your Mother, the glass broke for him.
That's a fact, dude. No, like, literally, like, ever since that episode, Justin has been way more active in the group chat. Like, he's straight up just asking questions about the pod. Not like, yo, we got topics today? Like, who's coming on? Like, yo, shout out Justin.
Facts.
We got to have
topics. He's leading the revolt. Like, I wasn't thinking about topics until I looked at the group chat. I'm seeing, like, so what are the topics? I'm thinking it's, like, fucking B-So's acting, whatever we want to talk about. Look, it's Justin. I'm like, oh, wait, let me see.
Okay, he's like, okay.
Somebody can lock in Cool Bro. He's like, yo, someone lock in Cool Bro for the next time. He's good.
Is Cool Bro confirmed? I'm like, yo, Justin, wait, let me check. Chill.
I was like, did anyone actually hit up Cool Bro to tell him we're doing this? Because that would have been so embarrassing. We just show up for the Cool Bro episode and he's not here.
Bro, we got character development on this pod, bro. Where else?
It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. What's your question?
I see the shirt. I need your top five current artists. A classic question. I know you've been on here a couple times in the QA flexing the album covers too. So
yeah,
I gotta know.
Man, these past couple of days
has just
made me, my head hurt talking about freaking artists. Oh,
the amount of Drake arguments I've been in for no reason.
Where did our locker room going crazy? But no order.
Like, top five that are dropping music, like
in rotation, or just in rotation.
Yeah, what's top five in your rotation right now? Like, what are you bopping right now?
He doesn't know.
Well, every year on Valentine's Day, I bump 808s on Heartbreaks.
That's so sad, bro.
Baby,
you can't be doing that.
Don't worry about it.
Can I ask why?
Gonna wheel some bitches.
Wait, why?
Yeah, like is it?
It's like you're trying to hurt yourself.
Yo, Cobra. Yo, I can't. Yo, I know, Cobra legitimately didn't hurt it.
He didn't even think for a second that there needed to be a reason.
He just go, wait.
It's just what he does.
Why?
It's like, why do you buy a Christmas tree up for Christmas?
Oh my
god. I'm just so used to Discord and locker room, like, not being the main focus, and then y'all just, like, coming at me, like damn.
This dude, all right, so, yeah, what's, so you got Kanye.
So, 808, so Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye.
Let's see. Recently, I've been bumping Injury Reserve.
Who's that?
Maybe y'all know them.
I thought it was an album.
No, it's they're actually Arizona. They're Arizona based. Yeah, they're a group, and then one of their members actually recently passed in 2020. Groggs, R.I.P. Groggs.
Maybe that's why I heard of them. Rest in peace. Okay, that's something we have not heard before. Injury Reserve.
Interesting.
Yeah, they have a project and they released in 2016. It's called Floss. It has Floss. Yeah, it's really good. Well, one of my favorites. I've met JID, so he's got to be out there. I've met
you. Jorge. Met him?
Yeah, I took a picture with him at one of his concerts before COVID.
Did you get like a backstage, crazy. Like a backstage pass type of shit, or?
Yeah.
I feel like Cordae is such a cool dude.
Cordae, he said JID.
He's gotta be Cordae.
I met Cordae too.
Oh, I'm about to say, I'm like, where'd Cordae go?
Bro,
Dom, your TikTok's
and
dead.
JID.
Jory, you're checking it.
No, okay, I am not checking my TikTok. I am not doing that.
Kanye, Injury Reserve, what are you checking, Cordae? One more.
No, not yet. But
not
with the cam on. Actually, I'm sorry.
Oh, make sure you give him a 5-star. Come on, give him that top.
You know what's crazy, bro? I ain't gave no DoorDash or no rating in so long.
I've never given any of them a rating until I started driving, and then I realized like
he was like, "Oh, this is important."
Because motherfuckers only rate when they're upset. Why would you rate that? That's a fact too. Like they dropped off my food. Okay, problem solved.
That's also why I never take like reviews to anything like from review sites seriously. Because like if you're satisfied with a product, most of the time you're just gonna move on with your life and shit. But if you're actually pissed, you're gonna go out of your way to make a review. But anyways, that's Kanye. That group, Injury Reserve.
Kanye, Injury Reserve.
JID, Cordae. One more. Say Drake.
Actually, though.
He just didn't want to say Drake.
I've been bumping like old Drake. Like if you're reading this, or Nothing Was the Same, and some of his like singles, like 5 a.m. in Toronto, Back to Back. Like when he's just aggressive and hungry. Yeah. Like that, he's goated.
Look at those.
So you're not gonna like Certified Lover Boy then,
baby?
We'll see. I'll give it a chance.
Baby.
What about Tootsie Slide? You're in.
Nah, what's that face for? What's that face for, bro?
Nothing.
Side note: you're getting DoorDash right now. It's taking you this long to make an order.
No, it's not. Actually, it is because I don't know what I want. I'm indecisive. It's a motherfucker.
Pizza, bro. Pizza never fails.
Bro, I DoorDashed some Wendy's last night, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Wendy's just kind of slept on. I ain't gonna lie.
Wendy?
No, who sleeps on Wendy's?
Everyone, bro.
Everyone sleeps on Wendy's because they're trash. What do you mean?
Yo, Curry is.
So Justin sleeps on Wendy's. But other than Justin, who sleeps on
Wendy's? Like a majority of my friends, at least like in my inner circle, it goes McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King, same level. But after last night...
Burger King burgers McDonald's, are infinitely better than
Wendy's
burgers.
Burger King. ain't gonna lie. It changes. It changes that much, bro.
The biggest first of all, let me tell you something right now. Their fries.
What? Burger King fries aren't that bad.
The Burger King fries are actually good. They're actually good.
Yeah, but they have some banging burgers, and then all you want to go with them is some nice fries. And you got this.
Honestly, I'm gonna lie.
Honestly, burgers are
thick and juicy. I don't want to hear it.
Honestly, I will never taste their chicken nuggets. There has to be something wrong with them releasing them.
I've had them. They're not bad.
Burger King chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
they're not bad.
What, Burger King? Burger King or Wendy's?
But they're $1.50.
They never crossed my mind to buy Burger King chicken nuggets.
I mean, obviously, I know going into it.
Oh, that's not chicken.
Yeah, that's not chicken. I don't know what it is, but it tastes good.
That's a fact. When people bring up the whole pink slime shit with McDonald's, I'm like, bro, have you had one? Like, that shit is good. I'm like, I'm going to keep eating. I don't. Give me some ranch.
If you're buying fast food.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I don't have any expectations if I'm buying fast food, dude.
Fast food. It's fast food, bro. Like, you're getting what you pay for. Like, come on. Like, I ain't going to lie. McDonald's, bro. McDonald's is being bailed out by fries at this point, bro. Everything there is, like, played out.
Hot
like,
take. I'm not going to lie. That's a hot take.
Burgers are overrated. McDonald's burgers are overrated, bro. Uh-oh. I ain't going to lie to you. Their chicken nuggets are good.
Their breakfast is delicious.
Their burgers are overrated.
It's cool.
I ain't going to lie, yeah.
The burgers are overrated. Tell me a burger from McDonald's. It's overrated, bro. Compared to
the Whopper? Quarter Pounder is an above average burger.
Bro, the Quarter Pounder is a bitch Whopper, bro. Stop it. A Whopper will destroy
I would rather have a Whopper.
Facts. I'd rather have a Quarter Pounder. I'd rather have a Quarter. But, cool, bro, what were you about to say? What were you about to say? Fuck you, dog.
Whoa. Yo, I don't have melanin on the skin.
Anyways, cool bro, what were you about to say?
You're a tomato.
What was I going to say? Oh, McDonald's breakfast be hidden.
Yes.
That's true.
Their biscuits are
it's
pretty good.
Good. It's
I'm not even trying to slander McDonald's because I have them up there with Wendy's. I'm more so just trying to get
their
Wendy's sprays.
Surprisingly, their coffees are.
Yo, is this a McDonald's episode? We were talking about Travis Scott and McDonald's. Now we're talking about their breakfast. Like, what's up?
By the way, sponsored by McDonald's.
Listen. The McGriddle is pretty dope. The McGriddle is the only thing on the breakfast menu.
The McGriddle is
really
gas, bro.
Saying,
yeah,
I'm not eating McDonald's fucking pancakes. I might as well just buy
them
some
hash browns, though.
Pancakes.
They're hotcakes.
Them hash browns be hitting, bro.
The hash browns.
The hash
yes.
browns. The hash browns.
Me and Dom want our fat ass shirt.
Facts.
The hash slinging slasher.
But their breakfast isn't making up for the rest of this shit, my nigga. McDonald's is overrated. So for me, honestly, McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King are all on the same level. If we're talking just burgers. But you know who slept on
burgers?
Sonic, bro. Sonic is slept on.
I've never had it,
Sonic
honestly.
Up there.
I ain't gonna lie. There's one like 30 minutes away from here. At least in Rhode Island. But
bro, Sonic is fucking slept on. If you have the chance, get fucking Sonic.
Burgers?
Their burgers
are
A1.
Especially in
tater tots,
I was about to try it.
Fucking chicken poppers, nigga.
I heard the tots
were good. It's a winter wonderland over there, but they
have. If I'm to get one meal to impress me at Sonic, because I'm only giving them one shot, what should it be?
What are you? You a burger guy? You a chicken guy? What are you getting? What are you? You a tater tot guy?
You like dessert?
I'm an American.
So you a burger guy?
Anything
with that? Go ahead.
That's what I say, bro.
Anything?
Get you the double bacon cheeseburger, bro. It's gonna come with onions, lettuce, tomatoes, I think pickles. The I'm a fry guy, but you can go tater tot. You can go some chicken.
I'm gonna
poppers.
Go tater tots.
I think they got onion rings. You got options, my nigga. You got choices. That's what I'm saying. Just have it your way, no BK, bro. I'm just saying.
They also have hot dogs, conies.
They got hot dogs. They got pretzels with fucking cheese dip, my nigga. That shit's very delicious. And they got like slushies, milkshakes.
Yeah, their drinks are good.
In the summer,
hour drinks are.
I think after 8 o'clock or before 8 o'clock in the summer, they're half off drinks. And shakes.
Yeah, the happy hour ones. Yeah,
interesting.
See, bro, Sonic is goated, bro.
Another underrated one is DQ. DQ burgers. Them shits is guys, bro. And they got the blizzards. Ooh. They got the blizzards on deck.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Everyone says Wendy's burgers are good until you realize Dairy Queen has better burgers. McDonald's has better burgers. Burger King has better burgers. They literally McDonald's have the worst
does not
burgers.
Have better burgers. No, they don't. McDonald's does not have
then Wendy's?
Better burgers. After last Wendy's. Night, no. Bro, the Baconator from Wendy's is better than Quarter McPounders or what? Quarter.
Quarter McPounders.
Like the quarter McPounders. The Quarter Pounders from McDonald's. They're better, dude. I ain't gonna lie. No cap. They're better. They're better. You gotta try it again, Justin. You gotta try it again.
I don't even want to. That's the thing. I've heard that you've got to try it again so many times, and I have tried it again so many times.
Well, try
every
it again.
Time. I'm just as this. All right. I'll go to Sonic.
Yeah, so what and do you
I'll
get? Do you get the same thing every Wendy's. Time?
Me? No. Well, it's usually a burger. I just like burgers. I'll get chicken too sometimes.
Interesting.
Not from Wendy's. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Interesting.
Actually, the we biggest
talking about all this bad food. Oh wait, go ahead.
You hungry? The biggest problem with McDonald's is their chicken sandwich. So mediocre.
It is.
That meat chicken is overrated now, bro.
They're trying to come out with a Chick-fil-A competitor.
No, Wendy's.
Though, apparently.
I know y'all heard Taco Bell's coming out with a chicken sandwich.
Oh, what the fuck?
Don't they already, do like the joint shit with KFC?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So y'all, y'all going to try that Taco Bell chicken sandwich?
No.
That sounds disgusting. I'm not trying
that
to
show you. I'm going to stick to the crunch beans. Wrap. Like, what the fuck?
Have y'all seen the burger?
Beans and sour cream on it.
Wait, cool, bro. What'd you say?
About like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, Burger King released a taco. And it looks so nasty from the advertising.
Oh, taco?
It was terrible. Yeah, the Burger King taco. You don't remember that? That shit was disgusting looking. I didn't try it. I didn't want to try it. Them shits were terrible and putrid everywhere. It was all it was chopped up like fucking hamburger meat that they just let sit. The fucking like hot lamp shit. And they just made it into a taco with some old ass cheese. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
But yo, Wendy's barbecue sauce, if you know, goated. I don't care what nobody say, bro. That Wendy's barbecue sauce is fucking amazing, bro. A1.
Shout out Wendy's.
Wait,
because I was hating.
How are we talking about all this fast food when, Dom, what about Arby's?
We're not talking chicken sandwiches. We're talking burgers. And Arby's don't got no burgers. They got them nasty ass sandwiches.
They got something with
then
beef.
They got the chicken sandwich.
they got the meat mountain.
We got the meats.
I'm not eating that shit. I don't want none of the meats other than that chicken sandwich, bro. I literally go to Arby's. I literally pull up. There is a McDonald's. There's a Wendy's. There's a KFC. And there's an Arby's. Every time I pull up, I see line wrapped around McDonald's, line wrapped around Wendy's. Nobody at Arby's. Chicken sandwich or fries it is. Like every time. Every time I want
to
be late.
Every time I go to a Popeyes, I always get the chicken sandwich. I've never had anything else. So I'm the same way.
Bro, same way Arby's.
That's why I haven't had it.
It's something about chicken sandwiches.
You gotta try the shrimp there, bro. The shrimp from Popeyes is actually lit.
I
ain't gonna lie, Popeyes been redeeming themselves, bro. He said I'd die.
I'm allergic.
To shrimp?
Oh, yeah, nah, don't do that.
Yeah. To shellfish.
That's tough.
What is shellfish?
Yeah.
Like lobster?
Yeah, I didn't want to bring the mood down, guys. My bad.
What is shellfish?
Lobster, is that like lobster and crab? Shrimp, oyster, crab, all that. Bro.
Anything with a shell.
Literally anything from the sea aside from fish itself.
Anything with a shell, bro.
Yeah.
Anything from the sea that's hard.
Yeah.
Well, shrimp's not hard.
This dude right here. All right, let's take a hard left, bro, because I actually had some topics.
Yeah, pause. Come on, guys. Y'all are dirty.
Well, I had one more question.
I'll go ahead and go.
Who has better curly fries, Arby's or Jack in the Box?
I've had neither, so I can't.
I don't like curly fries, so.
I haven't had either.
I'm a curly fry guy. All
right, that's next topic.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, cool, bro.
Sorry, Wordy.
We're not. We're not qualified.
Diesel's next topic.
Yeah. Look. So this week, Meek Mill has been making some noise. So for for the panel, does it, who knows what happened actually? Oh shit.
I know basically what happened.
See, cool, bro.
We both throw their hands. we're in this classroom.
They're gonna send us into breakout.
Like a Zoom call class.
This is all the way.
Raise your hand if you have a question.
Is there wait, Justin? Did you say you know?
Yes. The yes. Kobe stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So
fully.
That's good. Thank God I don't have to give some backstory for y'all. But for the people who don't know, Meek Mill has been under fire this week because of a leaked track with him and Lil Baby. And he had a bar that was on the track referencing Kobe. And I'm going to say the bar right now, and we can go from there. Because I want everyone to... You guys might already have your own opinion. I'm on honestly on the fence.
You need to hear the bar to have an opinion. You need to hear it.
Okay, so the bar is, and if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper, it'd be another Kobe. That's the bar.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Kobe. And he got a lot of shit this week.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yes, sir. Shout out Cool Bro. Rest in peace, Kobe. And he got a lot of shit this week. And Vanessa Bryant actually addressed it on her IG page. I'm going to pull it up right now.
I got it pulled up.
Oh, okay, Cool Bro. What'd she say?
It says, "Dear at Meek Mill, I find this line to be extremely insensitive and disrespectful, period. I am not familiar with any of your music, but I believe you can do better than this. If you are a fan, fine. There's a better way to show your admiration for my husband. This lacks respect and tact."
Interesting. What
bro, so you're saying
I know Meek Mill.
Kobe never once played Meek Mill in the crib.
He probably had to.
Huh? I mean, Meek Mill and Kobe were both from Philadelphia.
Yeah, this is some cap. Anyways.
So what
but it was unreleased, this right? Is some cap.
Yeah, it hasn't been released. I guess it was gonna be planned to be released at some point, but it got leaked and the bar got out and it's been making waves throughout social media. So what do y'all think about the bar and how much backlash he's been getting? Do y'all think it's just? Do y'all think he's bugging? Or do y'all think the media is bugging? What do y'all think?
No,
good job. First,
I do have an opinion. First things first, if you take the bar completely out of context and it's actually, okay, never mind. I want to say it's a good bar, but that's assuming what happened with Kobe was, like, fictional. Okay? God. Then it's actually, like, a creative, cool bar. So I can understand why it would come to his mind.
If Kobe shit actually never happened, it wouldn't even make sense. It'd be worse.
No, I'm saying if it was fictional. If it was, like, from a movie. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, okay, someone died in a helicopter in a movie, and he said his name instead of Kobe or something. I don't know. I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? If he had made the reference, but it wasn't to an actual real life situation, it's actually like creative and cool. So I can understand why he might have thought of it, but he went in the studio and recorded it. Like, bro, it didn't ever cross your mind. And that was like super fucking weird. Like, what the hell?
Don, what's like going through
Meek Mill
right now,
doesn't think about what he does often. He doesn't really think his things through. Like his beef with 6ix9ine. You know when he has beef with 6ix9ine?
Meek's a smart dude, bro. Meek's a smart dude. I don't think he's like a dumbass.
Is he? Is he? Bro, he's beefing
with
6ix9ine.
I think so.
Why? He tried to beef with Drake. Oh.
He did, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. He really thought it was Pusha T.
I don't think he thinks all his actions do. But yeah, that's my opinion. I'm pretty sure Dom's upset with me. But
yeah, hot take Dom. Go.
All I'm saying is there's no need to defend that trash ass bar. There's no need to say if you take it out of there's no taking it out of context because you know what he means by the bar. Like that's a specific. That's like saying
I'm just saying it was creative.
It wasn't creative.
That's all.
Do you not realize for the rest of history, anytime someone says chopper, they can now say Kobe. Like it doesn't matter no more. Like that's not creative. Nothing's creative about it.
Yeah, but it's the first one to do it. But anyways, no one else should do it.
So,
is all I'm saying.
So, Dom, before we go forward, what do you think he meant by the bar? Because I've heard multiple interpretations of the bar, actually. Well, just two main ones. But what do you think he meant when he said
someone repeat the bar word for word.
And if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper, it'd be another Kobe.
So obviously he's going out with a chopper because somebody's dying. Is that not the bar?
He's dying.
Not he's dying. Somebody's dying because he's going out with a chopper. Like he's going out with his chopper. It'll be another Kobe. Either he's dying with his chopper, or someone's dying because he got his chopper out. And choppers, going crazy and niggas dying.
Okay. Okay. So there's that interpretation that Dom just said, and there's this other interpretation where they're saying what Meek Mill said is that if he ever is caught lacking, he'd die. It'd be another Kobe in the sense of like it'd be another tragic death type shit. Again, I'm just don't kill the messenger. I'm just saying that interpretation.
So let me ask you, messenger. Do you believe the message? Do you believe that?
I see the viewpoint, but no, I don't think that's what he meant. See the viewpoint. Okay. I don't think that's what he meant.
Okay. All right. I don't see the viewpoint.
I just like that.
You don't see that perspective at all.
I don't see that perspective at all. I see.
He said,
that
and if I ever, and what if was I the other ever, perspective like, one gonna, more time? Okay, Justin. So the other perspective is that the bar meant that if Meek was ever caught lacking when he dies, he's saying it's going to be another Kobe in the sense that it's going to be another tragic death.
Then why'd he say with his chopper?
Thank you.
Then why?
I'm thinking like, have you
why
ever
related
seen,
to that bar? Why would you relate it to that bar? Scarface?
You know the ending scene of Scarface when he gets caught lacking, he literally goes out with his chopper. Killing everybody. Scarface. That's basically what it means. He's gonna Scarface the motherfucker.
And that would have made way more sense if that was
the which is the double entendre with chopper, which was the part where I said like at least it's creative. Like it wasn't like a little baby line where he just like mindlessly said some words. Like he actually thought about it. But then, like, once you thought about it and said the Kobe part, you probably should have rethought about it and not said it.
So if he just either took out the chopper part, if he just took out the chopper part or the Kobe part, it'd have been fine.
Or yeah, if he literally said it, I'm going out with my chopper, like, and then reference. There's got to be some action here that's
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm going out with my chopper, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know. No, he didn't. That's why I'm saying, like, if it had existed.
I don't know. He says get to the chopper, so I don't know.
Jesus. I don't think.
All I'm saying is, he could have said, I'm going out with my chopper. It would be another Scarface. You know, like, you could have went like that. Or, I'm going to go out swinging, or I'm going to go out blazing. If I die, it'll be another Kobe.
There's
you could have went that way.
Yeah.
But you can't
no,
relate.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the fact that you're relating death. Chopper, you're making that connection, and that's where it becomes offensive.
No, that's true. Like, I get that. Because if he was going to refer to the viewpoint I just said, like the alternate viewpoint, he could have said that bar in so many other ways. And
exactly.
Chopper, Kobe dead. You know what I'm saying? Like he could have just paid respect to Kobe being dead, and it'd be I'd be another Kobe type shit. So I get that. I honestly get that.
That's what I'm saying. I understand it.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was about to say, I understand what you mean about with the other viewpoint of how other people are seeing it. I get that viewpoint, but like I said, I just feel like that's people reaching to defend Meek. At that point, that's people just reaching so he doesn't be.
There's no way he didn't know.
Thank you. Like, there's no way.
There's no way he didn't know. Nobody's
like you said,
dumb.
There's so many ways you could have went about it. And if you chose to go about it that way, that's a dumb way to go about it, and you're trash. Like, if that's the way you can't. Mm. If that's the only way you can honor Kobe, you're trash.
Interesting. So now my follow-up question would be, now that we laid the groundwork that we all disagree that it was a trash bar, he could have spent it a different way, do y'all think he got too much criticism for it? Like, was it blown out of proportion type shit? Or is he getting the right criticism he deserves?
I mean no one's like canceling him or anything. I mean,
hey.
Yeah, Meek Mill is going to continue being Meek Mill.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to end his career.
I don't think I don't think it's going to have any major effect on him. He didn't release it. It was leaked.
Yeah, it was leaked. Yeah.
That's kind of the biggest thing for me. As much of a dumbass as he is for even recording it, at least he didn't release it.
I see it as though it wasn't even just Kobe who died in the tragedy. It was 9 other people. And his daughter, who was, 13 years old? And then other teammates, too. And other people, like, if it was just Kobe, it still would have been a tragedy, but there was so many other people, like, that's just insensitive to all the other families, too, involved in it, not just the Bryants, too, and especially Vanessa, too. She lost not only her husband, but her daughter. And
at the same time,
you shouldn't,
bro. Yes.
Yeah, you shouldn't be burying your daughter or any of your kids. They should be burying you.
Yeah.
So it's just,
I'm not surprised she reacted.
Yeah, I'm like, if Vanessa can feel whatever the fuck she wants to feel, and I'm not ever gonna judge Vanessa.
I'm surprised she was so polite.
That's yeah, what I'm saying. I'm surprised she didn't go on IG Live and just cuss the fuck out of Meek. You know what I'm saying? So she took the high road. Nobody should say
that she's in the wrong. Nobody should say that. So you are. You are a piece of shit. But
yeah.
I'm saying she's definitely heard a Meek Mill song, though.
I mean, yeah, probably. But Dom, do you think she got too much, or not she? He got too much criticism for the bar, rightful criticism. What do you think?
No, it's rightful criticism. I think it's fair. I mean, everybody called him a dickhead because he's a dickhead, so that's fine. And then Vanessa Bryant, the person who should have been outrageously offended, was just offended, but was polite about it. So it was all good. Like, she didn't embarrass herself, even though she had all rights to go about it, how you said, like, how she wanted to go about it, and she chose to go about it in a respectful manner. So, I mean, put it away, change the bar. If he drops that song with the bar in it, I'm telling you, when shit will get wild. If he drops that song with the bar still in it, just take the bar out, you're good.
I don't even think he'll drop the song.
But the thing is, Meek had antics outside of his music. Like, remember... he gave $20 to 5 kids, and he said to split it somehow. Like, dude, really?
What was it? Say it again, bro. What did he do?
He was in like greatest prized cars, whatever. And he gave 5 kids $20, and he said, one of his managers said to split it.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a dickhead shit.
I swear he doesn't think about what he does.
Okay, the statement I had for Justin earlier, I'm double thinking that. I ain't gonna lie. I'm thinking about that again.
Meek Mill.
That's some dickhead shit, bro.
On Twitter.
That's some dickhead shit.
And it's like pictures of Meek Mill and everyone just looking at him like motherfuckerly, like
motherfuckerly.
And it's like now I understand why everyone looks at Meek Mill like this, because he's always saying or doing some like just weird ass shit.
Championships was a really good album, but
it's crazy because like there's that perception of like Meek's a clown, but before like this whole Vanessa shit happened, the whole Kobe shit happened, the perception with Meek was that like he was a mature dude, especially with what he was in with social justice reform and shit. Like a lot of people thought he was like a changed man, like kind of like what Jay-Z is now, but apparently not. Apparently not.
A lesser Jay-Z.
Like, yeah.
A lesser Jay-Z.
It could Dollar be both. Tree like, Jay-Z. Dude can just be really passionate about social justice reform, but when it comes to the streets, dude's going to be
clowned. And be a dickhead.
Yeah. It could be the same. Like, they're not two mutually exclusive situations, but... Now, is he having beef with Tekashi at the same time right now, or is that like its own separate thing?
It's a separate thing.
So what's going on with that? Because I don't know what's going on with Tekashi.
So basically, honestly, what it's looking like is some industry shit where they just set up some beef to promote niggas' music coming out. Because ironically, these niggas beef around the time when 6ix9ine drops his song where he's dissing Meek Mill and Lil Durk. And, you know, Meek Mill's supposed to be dropping his song with Lil Baby, which would be technically a big song if you think about the terms of how big Lil Baby is. So it's a ploy to sell records, but now it's turned into the fact that 6ix9ine is just trolling this nigga and whatever.
6ix9ine just trolls him and he takes it. Like, he goes... Like, if you were trolling someone and, like, they didn't react, you'd probably, like, stop, right? But he, like, reacts perfectly exactly how 6ix9ine wants him to react every time.
Yep.
And that's why he keeps going back to Meek Mill, I feel like. I saw some video and he was like following Meek Mill around, just like showing up where he is, like because he knows Meek Mill will give him the reaction he wants.
Not even that. It's not that. It was they were in the same club. They ran into each other at the same club, and apparently the story Meek is saying is, yeah, he's saying he spit on 6ix9ine in the club, so 6ix9ine was waiting for him outside. I don't think he spit on 6ix9ine. I just think they seen each other. Meek probably said some slick shit. 6ix9ine said some shit, was like, you know what? I could go viral for trolling this thing. I'm going to wait for him. This is a moment. And he just waited for him to come out and then ran up on him. They were both talking shit with hella security. No one was going to do anything. What Meek fucked up was, if he would have just left it as, oh, this nigga 6ix9ine is a troll, he's a clown, whatever, it would have been fine. It's the fact he was like, oh, we was gonna be smoking on a 6-9 pack. He lucky niggas was ready to ride. I'm like, nigga, you were with cops. Shut up. Like, what are you like? Stop. Like, that's where him being a clown pops up. It's like you choose to go about these things the most dumbest way possible.
That's true.
Exactly. Anyways,
I've seen Tekashi fucking disrespect King Von too, and I don't want to speak on it because I don't know about that whole situation as well, like his beef with Lil Durk and King Von, and who King Von is. Because I'm gonna be honest, like I heard King Von release an album and that it was good, and then just like 4 days later he just got shot, and I'm like, I don't even know his music. I don't want to say like rip King Von without knowing him type shit. But do y'all know what's going on with that too?
I know what's going on with that. I didn't listen to King Von. Oh, go ahead, Justin. You got it.
I think he's just saying it for literally just attention. Like, he does just about anything at this point. He posted something on his IG I saw a screenshot of, and it was like something about King Von won't do whatever, because obviously
it was some disrespectful shit. Then, yeah, it was some really disrespectful shit.
It's like, it was some weird shit. And I was like, okay, that's enough. That's enough, 6ix9ine.
So basically what it is 6ix9ine's beefing with like a lot of Chicago artists because of his like snitching and shit like that.
Yeah.
So guys like Lil Durk, he was really beefing with Lil Durk. And him and Lil Durk was beefing way like for a long ass time. And King Von is close to Lil Durk. So King Von will always talk shit to 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine, they've always he was talking shit to King Von when King Von was alive. Like, they didn't like each other. But the thing is, the Chicago rappers made it popular to disrespect the dead.
Yeah.
So the thing, and this is why I'm like, all right, I don't understand why people are being so sensitive, is because Lil Durk and King Von have both disrespected the dead plenty of times in their music and in general. There is literal clips of King Von disrespecting the dead while he was alive roaming around, and everyone thought it was cool and fine. But when 6ix9ine does it,
that's what he was referring to. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the only reason 6ix9ine is doing it is because those guys always done it. So I am trying to defend 6ix9ine, because if I was in a situation, I would do the same thing. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, those guys disrespect the dead for a living. They made careers off of it. They've made millionaires in Chicago off disrespecting dead people. Like, that's their thing.
That's their, so the like fact whole that, ass careers that, or they just do my it nigga, from, King from
Von,
time to time.
King Von has a famous bar in his one of his hit songs. If I die, I'ma find that nigga Tuca and beat his ass.
Oh,
Tuca is a nigga. Like, is an interview where
King they Von do always talk about rap about Tuca.
Yeah, nigga, do you know what Tuca is? Tuca is a fucking, he was a 15-year-old boy that got shot on the fucking corner.
Every time they say Tuca, I always think Tuca Rass.
That's what, bro. When I heard that, I thought they were talking about Tuca Rass from the NHL. Yeah,
see, and that's what I'm saying. Like, they made it so cool. That's the point. Like, that is a dead 15-year-old that y'all are talking about.
Rest
like,
in peace, man.
Laughing about. Like laughing, like, oh, I thought it was that's a dead child, and they made that a meme, a joke, a fucking, oh, we smoke on that Tuca pack. Like, that's why they can say smoke on the pack.
That's what we said. That shit that got you choking and got Tuca killed.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
all so the whole pack shit came from
that. Yeah, smoking on this pack.
I don't know about. Yeah, one, I've never really gotten the whole pack shit. I'm like, what does that mean? But now that I know the backstory, I'm definitely not ever saying that.
Think about when niggas is like, oh, smoking on that Clipper pack after they lose. We smoking on that Trump pack after he loses.
The Bronny pack.
So my additional question, because again, I'm genuinely learning shit right now, is what was Tuca's story? Like,
so basically, it was just gang violence. Honestly, it boils down to gang violence. Tuca, like, is BDs and GDs, and listen, anyone watching, please. Y'all need to take this shit so personally. Listen, I am a fifth-party source looking into the drill scene of what it was back then. Please do not take what I'm saying as Webster Dictionary fact. It might be hoes. I could be missing a ton of shit. I am not a source, all right? I am a fifth-party source.
I am a non-source.
Okay, I'm just asking Dom because Dom put it as, like, Tuca's a 15-year-old kid that got shot. But I'm just...
No. It was gang violence. Like,
okay.
It's gang violence. He might have been like 16. He might have been 16. He might not have been 15. He might 15,
under
16,
18, though.
Like, teenager.
Teenager.
It was gang banging shit, and he got killed in the drive by. But the thing is, Chicago rappers make livings off of after their gang or whoever they rep kills somebody, they're making songs about it. Like a couple months ago, this dude FBG Duck or whatever his name was, he died, and all them King Vitamin niggas, they were all laughing about it on Instagram Live and shit like that. Niggas saying smoke on that duck pack, like that's what they do. So 6ix9ine's doing it to them. That's why Dirk isn't saying anything, because that's what he does. Like he's used to. I'm not gonna say he's used to it, but he knows what 6ix9ine's doing. That's why Dirk doesn't say anything. But 6ix9ine's just doing it to him, and it's just weird how many people are being bitches about it. It's so mean. Like, is it? Like, that's what they... You're giving them a taste of their own medicine. That's like if the Warriors... When the Warriors built this fucking 2017 Warriors, and LeBron was like, well, fuck it. Hey, James. Hey, Giannis. Hey, come. Let's do something real quick. And then he built an even better super team. And then... Oh, LeBron is so weak and cowardly. But the Warriors did it. I'm countering the Warriors. I'm doing exactly what they did. But I'm the coward? I'm the weirdo? Okay.
You well, maybe y'all both cowards.
Maybe KD maybe isn't a both coward. Are interesting.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
No, stop.
Stop it. Oh, I'm like, right, 1 frame per second.
Yeah, Justin lagging right now, but your audio is good. But that's a good transition, though. You got it down. But that's a good transition to our next topic, into basketball, and that is the All-Star reserves. The All-Star reserves were announced yesterday, I believe, maybe the day before. The starters were announced last week, sometime around there. But the All-Star reserves and were announced, and as with every year, there's always the snub talk, like who got snubbed, who's in there that doesn't deserve it. I'm gonna pull up the tweet right now just to read off the names. But
I got the reserves right here. Let's see. Eastern Conferences.
Hey, the podcast prepares today. Okay. Go ahead.
I just looked it up. Oh. Jalen Brown, James Harden, Zach LaVine, Julius Randle, Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, Nikola V.
Vucevic, Big Vuce. Yeah. Nikola V. Yeah,
Anthony Davis.
Justin, we learned years ago to just call him Big Vooch, bro. That's from this pod.
Every time I see that name, anything with the little like things over the letters, I don't even want to offend him. Rudy Gobert, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Chris Paul, Zion Williamson. Those are the reserves.
Interesting. Now, the biggest points of controversy comes with Zion, Julius Randle, and Chris Paul, simply for the fact that Devin Booker didn't make it, and also DeMontis Sabonis. Yeah, initially, because now Devin Booker's actually in it, and DeMontis Sabonis. Real quick, Dom just got up to get his DoorDash, you know what I'm saying? So relax, chat. Now, Cool Bro and Justin, do y'all have any problems with the reserves?
Because
honestly, in hindsight, it's honestly not that bad. I ain't gonna lie.
I wouldn't say I have a problem, but there is one I would switch. I'm not saying Booker got snubbed, but I think I'm also not saying he's better, but I'd say I would rather have him in the All-Star game over Chris Paul.
Over Chris Paul.
And I can explain it.
Go ahead. Explain
it. I can explain it. Just for the fact that the way they're doing the All-Star weekend this year, there's no dunk contest, no three-point contest, no Rising Stars game. Really, what you get in the All-Star game is what you get.
Yeah.
So I just think – I mean, Booker has much better dunking, which you can't see in any dunk contest. He's got much more stamina, hustle, and these are reserves. If Chris Paul is playing off the bench, I mean, a lot of the stuff he does revolves around him being the primary ball handler, in my opinion. So you're not going to see a lot of like his best stuff. But with Booker, I mean, he's so much younger. It's an All-Star game. They're going to be doing dunks and three-pointers. I mean, I'd rather see Booker do it, especially since he's young and we're not going to get to see a lot of the younger players this year anyway. Rather than pick some younger All-Stars.
So you think he's fancier?
It's more entertaining. That's the point of an All-Star game.
But he's not more entertaining.
Watch him show out.
Chris Paul doesn't have great handles.
Facts. And great dimes. Like, he's not going to go no look.
And I think Chris Paul is still a more known player than Devin Booker right now. If not, it's close.
No, but he is a It's close. It is close. But I'm saying if you're trying to grow the future of the NBA, what's the point of putting Chris Paul in there? Everyone knows him. If you put Booker in, since there's no rising stars game, I mean, he wouldn't – this is like a 6 year. But my point is if you put in just younger players in general, if you don't know Booker and you see him play, you'll get to know how good of a player he is, especially since a lot of casual fans only watch their home team, the playoffs, the All-Star game. A lot of the more
I disagree with that point.
A semi-casual.
I disagree with that point. But even with that point, I would rather fans see Chris Paul at an All-Star game, know about Chris Paul's history more, and just like let Devin Booker have the next decade or so to get his All-Star.
Yeah, that's what I literally said at the beginning. I said it's not a stub. It's not a snub. This is just what I would personally rather see. But I legitimately don't think there's any snubs this year.
Interesting.
But that's the only thing I would change.
Real quick, I just think
Devin Booker is much more exciting.
Go ahead.
Hey. Shout out to Jersey Boy Mar.
Especially coming off the bench too. He's not going to get many opportunities.
Interesting. Now, Dom, you had the stank face. Rebuttal.
Oh shit! He had the stank rebuttal. Face.
I'm just saying, personally, the All-Star game is not for building. No, the All-Star game. Hold on. Yo!
This dude right here. All right, let me do my Dom impression. But nah.
You rebuttal. Besos, you rebuttal.
I mean, I already gave my rebuttal. I just feel
your
like.
Your mom's favorite midnight.
It wasn't even a rebuttal.
This dude.
Okay, sorry. All right. My rebuttal was.
You hear what I said?
What'd you say?
I said your mom's favorite midnight.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Not his mom.
No, honestly, it was my roommate, Brandon, my little guy, Milo.
That's hey.
Little ball of fur. But nah, my rebuttal was the fact that the All-Star game isn't for developing young talent. Don't you touch my damn food. Move.
It's not. You're right.
It's not for showing off young talent. It's to show either who the fans like the most or the best of the best in the NBA. And yes, Devin Booker is one of the best, but Chris Paul's better. Sorry.
That's what you said, what the fans like or the best of the best. And I think, in my opinion, since I'm a fan, it's what the fans like. I'm a fan. That's what I like. You know,
well, I'd rather see the fans. The fans vote for the starting five, and then the coaches vote for the rest of the bench. Well, the rest of the guys for the team. That's what I said. Yeah. So for the fans,
I'm just saying, since they don't have a rising stars, they don't have a 3-point, they don't have a dunk contest. I mean, a lot of the younger players do those sort of things, especially the dunk contest. And
I mean, but there's plenty young players in the All-Star game though that deserve it. So.
Honestly, Justin, the whole Chris Paul for Devin Booker shit.
How many first-time All-Stars are in the
Julius Randle
All-Star game? Zion and Julius Randle?
Jaylen Brown.
Oh, shit, Jaylen Brown. Okay, so there's three. Yeah, so they definitely are pushing younger players this year because they need to showcase them to build their brand.
Even
B-Souls will argue Zion doesn't deserve it. Why do you think he's in there?
I don't know. Devin Booker should be in there.
Because he's Zion.
No, but honestly, brings me to my point. Like,
Zion?
Yeah. I don't know why both Chris Paul and Devin Booker.
Is it not by position for reserves?
There is, but I'm pretty sure like there's two positions. There's two reserves that are like positionless.
Oh, shit. Well, if I'd known that, I would have said Zion from the fucking start.
I thought it was by position. Cardiac asked if your dog is naked.
Is it naked? No, what happened was he got an infection, so all of his damn fur came off. So he became naked, and all his fur is growing back.
Damn.
Is he cold?
But it's a wiener dog mixed with a golden retriever. When he gets all his fur back, he's fucking gorgeous. But, yeah. Right now, he looks like a little Rufus.
A wiener retriever?
Yeah, wiener
what
retriever.
What does that look like? With hair. What is it?
You tell him your dog's called the wiener retriever.
A golden weenie, bro.
A wiener retriever.
Stop it. Don't you disrespect my little man like that, bro.
A wiener retriever.
Okay, don't look my mouth. I'm not white. Don't do that. Ah, no. Don't do that.
That's that wiener retriever in him, Dom.
That's the wiener.
He's trying to retrieve some wiener, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Dom, if you had a sus, never mind.
What?
Never mind.
This dude right here. But honestly, I thought the All-Star reserves would be like a bigger topic. There's really not that many problems with it. West is really just Devin Booker and Zion, and then in the East is Julius Randle over Sabonis. Like that's the big one.
I have something to say though for Devin Booker.
Say it.
I was listening. So I'm in Arizona, so I was hearing the local people, like from radio.
I got my drink.
Oh wow.
I'm sorry.
No, me. We got a guest on.
That's okay. Dom's a homie. He's popping off in locker room. You'll be okay. So they were saying that, like, well, I heard her Omar on the locker room also. He said that it wasn't fair that we were saying, oh, Booker, he's doing great stats, but he's not winning. And all of a sudden this year, yes, they had Chris Paul, but like this year, he has the winning and he has the great stats, and then he doesn't make it initially. Mm-hmm. It's just like how long until, like, for me, I was thinking about it, like it's like Damian Lillard when remember Dame, he always like missed the All-Star games because the West was so stacked, and then now ever since he started making them, he just repeatedly, he's a perennial all-star now. Yeah. I feel like with Devin Booker, like,
well, he definitely deserves it.
Yeah, point. Yeah, but like Devin Booker, when is it going to be where like he's going to be?
Devin Booker should be.
Mike Conley's better, bro. I don't care.
But when is it going to be with Devin Booker? Like now the Suns are winning, and he's putting up great stats now. When is it going to become a point where we kick off the ship where Devin Booker is making the All-Star team, not just like off of like the last hour? Oh, he can make it because this person is injured. He can make it because that person's injured. When is it going to become a point where like he's making it because he's that good? And we actually thought they were making a point where like they had the Suns have the fourth best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
Not just the Western Conference, but the NBA, and they thought that it was going to be a consensus that they wouldn't have to argue whether Chris Paul or D Book were going to get in. They thought it was going to be a consensus that it's going to be both because they played themselves in a point to a point where like they're so good now that they deserve to have both of them in the All-Star game.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was looking at Chris Paul's stats, and honestly, like, the first 10 games, 10, 12 games, when I looked at Chris Paul's stats, it didn't look too good. Like, it looked like he regressed, if anything.
Yeah, and then the Suns went on a crazy win streak.
Just went on a crazy stretch, and now if you look at his stats, like, he's up to, like, what is it, like, 18 points a game?
I think in 19. And then
19. Yeah, like eight and a half assists on like really good assist to turnover ratio, and like his efficiency is up as well. Like Chris Paul made a late run.
He's
for the
great
All-Star
point
game.
Guard. He's one of the best for sure.
The Suns of late, they've been on a tear. Like they blew out the Trailblazers so bad, and they just kept on pouring it on.
So what you feeling about the Suns, cool bro? Now that you're a Suns fan, I'm saying.
Now,
Suns fan.
That you are a Suns fan. My bad.
Oh, hold on. Let me get something real quick.
Oh, the props.
Why is everyone leaving me, bro? I'm kind of scared. I'm gonna fucking Zoom call by myself.
Hold on, Justin. I'm right here. Don's muted, so I'm not trying to fuck up the layout. But
yeah, the thing about Chris Paul and Booker is if Chris Paul, well, not if, when he plays, I mean he's really showcased his talents best when he's the primary ball handler. I feel like. I mean, he's basically always been the primary ball handler, but I feel like with Devin Booker, who the Oh my God!
So Amari in the building.
That shit's ancient.
Steve Nash, huh? I respect.
I've been here.
You literally went and got the receipts because you misspoke.
Yeah, watch yourself, Diesel. My bad. But
I'm both a Suns and a Lakers fan though.
Interesting.
That's an interesting combo. Well, I'm a Celtics Lakers fan.
Because my mom, she's from California, and everybody my family Lakers fans. And so I have most of my memorabilia as Lakers now, but this was back when they were good. And we would actually go. I think we went to one of the games in the playoffs too, or an All Star game.
My dad was in the playoffs this year, Chief. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see Booker in the playoffs. This man's wiping his mouth.
I knew Dom fucking. He was just trying to grub.
No wonder why he's so quiet.
Yeah, but he's still muted. He's
like, yo, shut up, Carjack. He said Cool Bro going to get his son's Zelda collection.
This is a dog trying to eat and not get judged. Shout out Dom, bro. Oh, shout out Dom. Hey, Dom, unmute real quick. Unmute real quick. Yeah, what'd you get? Can you explain to the crowd what you got?
Just show us.
No, hey, bro. There's audio listeners. Chill.
Oh, facts. We'll pay.
Stop. was good.
Oh, but I got a salad, man. I got a garden salad with some croutons, some bacon. Nice little salad.
You DoorDash salad?
What's wrong with salad?
Well, that's some cheese fries.
You can just make salad at your house.
Bro, you did not just pay like $7 in delivery for a salad?
I didn't.
Okay, never mind. All right.
You must have a promo. You don't be buying salads on DoorDash without a promo.
Y'all talking about why you taking so long? Because I'm trying to get my discounts, buddy.
Use that Cash App discount.
Every five meals, he gets one free.
This dude right here.
Cash App always has discounts for DoorDash. It's crazy.
I haven't used Cash App yet, bro. Like, I have a Cash App account, but I haven't used it whatsoever.
I use it, bro. Cash App's actually nice. You get deals on groceries, DoorDash, which is like 99% of my finances at this point.
And Bitcoin.
And free Bitcoin, yeah. So it's lit.
Yeah. That's crazy. 99%? Goddamn, you're making a lot of money.
No. I said 99% grocery and DoorDash. That's like, what else do you spend? As a college kid, you spend money on food and gas.
I ain't gonna lie, my DoorDash usage has been really up the last month. And I never
Sometimes
expected
you just don't want to cook or don't know how. Yeah. That's usually my case.
No, I don't know how. I just got lazy.
I was like, damn, I want a mean burger, but I can't make a mean burger. I can just make a mediocre burger.
I can make a burger. It's just that. It's kind of.
DoorDash it is.
I work in a grocery store, so I don't really have to go and spend money on fast foods unless I want to.
Mm. Well, yeah, I don't have to, but I just always want to. Always. I already told y'all tonight I'm going to get the Wendy's double cheeseburger.
Right. Are you getting that tonight?
Oh, no. The Sonic double cheeseburger and the Wendy's. What was I supposed to get at Wendy's?
Baconator. Just a double Baconator. Yeah.
I'm not going tonight. No way. They're probably closed anyways.
All right, Dom. Have you been rejuvenated?
Where are you,
man? I'm good, man.
All stars.
All right, we back. Honestly,
I already talked about the all star. I found a list of snubs. I just want to read them to you. This is an alleged list of snubs.
Is it from you?
Booker, DeMar DeRozan, Mike Conley, De'Aaron Fox, Ingram, Trae Young, Bam Adebayo, Chris Middleton, Gordon Hayward.
I mean, he's having a good season, but
Tobias Harris, Fred VanVleet, Sabonis, bro.
Okay, so basically, there's a whole all-star team of snubs.
Bro,
basically.
I was like, bro, how can they? You'd have to literally take out every single reserve to put them in if you want.
That right there is why specifically today. I don't give a shit about all-star appearances. It doesn't matter whatsoever to me when talking about all-time debates.
All NBA teams are what people want all-stars to be, but they're not. All NBA teams.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. But honestly, even just like awards in general, like I've been noticing, just look at the body of work that the player has put in and just go off of that. Like, all these regular season awards really don't mean shit. Like, I'm being honest. Like, playoffs, like, the whole championship is a team sport thing. I get that argument. But that's a thing that everyone plays for, period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point in their career, they want to get to that point.
If Devin Booker started the season and said, I want to be an all-star and played like he wanted to be an all-star, maybe he would have hurt his team, but I'm sure he could have. Well, I mean, he is. But
hey, you know Herm Edwards, the football coach? Or the former Jets coach? Oh, he had a quote that said, had a quote that said, you play to win the game.
Exactly, bro.
That's a
If a player of that caliber, or actually any, most of the players I listed, if they at the beginning of the season said, fuck the team, I want to be an all-star, they could. Most of the players that I just listed. But
yeah,
I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah, that's my thing with these awards, bro. The only ones that really matter to me, like in terms of rankings, it'd be a championship. Finals MVP, I guess. But honestly, just like I don't get why Anthony Davis will get less credit for his career, for his performance last year, than like I don't even like what's a terrible Finals MVP?
Oh, Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, like in terms of performances, like AD flat out was one more just as valuable to his team as Andre Iguodala. And it played like, better, and had better numbers, and is a better player. Yet he'll get less credit for his performance.
Steph Curry in the same fucking series was just as valuable, if not more valuable, and he still isn't getting any credit.
But let's not take it about the 2015 finals. Let's take it back to something like, let's say, the 2008 finals when Paul Pierce won that Finals MVP. Like how was Paul Pierce winning that Finals MVP with the stats that he put up more valuable than the numbers and the impact that AD had on the Lakers last year and in that finals? Like that just doesn't make sense to me.
And it also depends on the series.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just like destroying a team, no question you're going to win. Like, yeah, there is technically a most valuable player, but like just your team's so good. Like with the Lakers, they were going to win. They were going to beat the Heat. Everyone knew that. 99% of people knew that.
Not after game three.
Shut the fuck up. He knew they were going to win. But, like, I mean, in LeBron and AD both had great series, but, like, it never really came down to any specific point where I'm like, whoever stepped up here really proved themselves to be an MVP. Because, no, they didn't have to. But then there's other series where, like, where something like that would happen. Like, one or two games, big moments can really change who is the Finals MVP.
Yeah. And the fact that like Curry's getting all this slander for not having a Finals MVP when he's had series as a second option, that's better than a lot of Finals MVP performances is fucking wild to me. So even accomplishments in the playoffs, again, I'd rather just look at a player's body of work and how he performed at certain moments than attach like, oh, this dude had 5-6 MVPs, 6 championships. Like even with the Jordan shit, like that whole argument to me is greater than just 6-for-6. But yeah, that's
that could also go the other way too, because motherfuckers will just go on fucking Basketball Reference and look at like average per game postseason like stats, and then they'll be like, look, he has this many points average in a postseason game. You're like, bro, did you watch the series? Like,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Casual mode.
No, I'm just saying, if you construct your argument.
Steph Curry doesn't have any Finals MVP. Yeah, is also a casual argument. So you kind of have to be careful on both ends.
Yeah, you just gotta be. Yeah, you just gotta be careful.
Just don't be casual, honestly.
Yeah, just don't be casual. You fucking.
What I was gonna say earlier is that that the '80s Finals performance in the last year Finals, it reminds me of '80s and LeBron's. It reminds me a lot of the 2018 Finals when it was just like.
Yeah.
We're just trying to see who, if KD or Curry were going to win the Finals MVP.
Yeah, that's
and we saying. Already knew they were going to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But That's pretty much it for that. That's pretty much it for that. I had one last topic, bonus, man. Topic? Yo, Bobby Shmurda is free, man. Come on.
Topic.
Oh,
Bobby
order.
Bitch. Oh, yeah. Bobby free, Bobby, baby. Bitch.
Bobby bitch.
Hey, free Bobby till it's backwards, and it is now backwards. Bobby is free.
Bobby is free.
So shout now out Bobby Shmurda. I don't know why Dom got his shit muted. Oh, he wants to eat more. Okay.
He's eating. How soon do you think he'll release something? How soon do you think he'll release something, and how good do you think it'll be?
A month from now. And I think it's going to be mid, but everyone's going to go crazy.
I thought he was going to do a first day out type of track, but he didn't. So, yeah, I think.
Look at Dom, bro. If anyone ever eats on the pod, I'm specifically going to make them laugh, bro. Yeah.
Have y'all seen that RDC World video?
Who?
The RDC World video? About Meek, not Meek Mill, Bobby Shmurda.
No,
it was all like when Bobby's in the studio, and then he was like, "Oh, get Rich Homie Quan, he's so popping, right? Get Fetty Wap."
This was recently.
Yeah, he just uploaded it like the other day or yesterday.
And he was saw something. Oh. Bobby Shmurda trying to log into Vine right now.
And then it was also saying, "Oh, get a Waka Flocka." They were like, you know that they don't make the music that good anymore, right?
That's crazy. Hey, yo, shout out, Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, he's gonna have to make a whole lot of new homies.
How did he get it? Like, facts. Why was he in jail again? Because I know, like, the whole
I think it was
he extended his sentence. That's like why everyone's applauding him right now. But what was the reason why
he was in jail in the first place? Well, I want to say I heard that one of Bobby's friends, like, they got into a murder thing, and he just was involved. He was there with them, but he wasn't like he wasn't involved with them. And then, if you know what I'm saying, Dom, you can say it.
Yeah, Dom, talk. Yeah, you've been
racist. I don't think. Why can I say it? Wait, why can I say it? You can't.
Racist. He's right, well, you've been carrying the pod with knowing all these situations.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. It's inside of Dom. It's
2014, he was charged with conspiracy to commit murder, reckless endangerment, drug and gun possession.
But I need the Dom version.
Yeah. But that's what he was charged with, but that's not what happened. I don't know exactly what happened.
All right.
So basically.
There you go. There you go. I need the Dom version.
Like Kubro was saying, man, some things went down, you know, and Bobby was there, but Bobby ain't do it. My man Bobby innocent, but Bobby a real guy. So, you know, they was throwing numbers out there, and really what was going to happen was Roddy Rebb was going to take a lot more time, and Bobby was going to do like a year or two. But Bobby said, fuck that, bro. I'll take, what, 5 extra years if you bring his time down, and he ended up getting his time reduced to get out sooner than Bobby. And Bobby was like, fuck it, I'll do the time for him. And that's why people are applauding him. It's not the fact that, well, it's kind of like he literally took time that he didn't really deserve, for real, for real.
Yeah.
They used to start throwing out a drug charges and on top of it. You know how shit gets when you're in the legal system. They're going to throw everything at you. But he really took time for his man, so that's why everybody commended him. In terms of the music he's going to drop, he had this snippet on Academics page. It wasn't bad. It just sounded like a song he had made before he got locked up. And I think that's what's going to happen. He's going to drop, like, at least 5 songs he's already had before he went he got locked up.
Yeah.
And then he's going to drop new music.
And it's going to sound
smart. Not even that. If he's smart, what he should do is just be featured on a ton of shit, like Gucci Mane and Boosie was when they first got out. Just do a ton of features. Just to get, like, your ear. Know what people like. Yeah, get connections with people. Yeah. Build your name back up just to see how hot you really are. If everything you touch turns to gold, nigga, then you can drop fucking hot. Okay. You can drop hotter, nigga, and people will buy it. And then
you saw the RDC video, huh?
Yeah.
But here's my question. Why is everyone assuming, and maybe, again, I don't know enough about Bobby Shmurda, but why is everyone assuming that he wants to get back into the rap game?
Or
that
he wants to be at the snippets top of, and he,
at the top
of, well, the not game. The top of the rap game, but in terms of... It's not up to a rapper if they're at the top of the rap game or not. It's up to us, the fans. And the thing,
no, what I'm saying is, like, why would he even aim for that? Like, why are we just assuming that he's aiming to be that one of the hottest rappers again? Like, why?
Because he'll get millions of dollars. Like,
what if he just wants to lay cool and stay with his family and type shit?
Well, no, it's not about
being the hottest rapper. Quavo, stop.
Yeah, it's not about him being the hottest rapper. It's the fact that I mean, I don't know how much money he had before he went into jail or what he's been doing. He's gonna need more money. Like,
he doesn't have it anymore.
7 years, my nigga. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if you had a stash somewhere or whatever, but you have to make money somehow. And the best way for him to do it, unless he knows niggas just gonna really bless him, he's gonna have to get on tracks. And either he's gonna make his own music or do the feature route, because some people fuck with you, they're gonna look out. And niggas pay you for a feature or give you some shit, and then you move on from there. Get your name up, and now you don't have to do music. You can do whatever. You can get endorsement deals, do Manscaped fucking things, do skits. I don't know, whatever he wants to do is different than it was in 2015.
Manscaped.
Shout out Caruso with his Manscaped commercial, too. We see you, Ball Mamba, out there doing your thing.
And yo, what if Bobby Shmurda just ended up... What if he just wanted to be a streamer? I feel like he might be more successful as a content creator. What T-Pain's doing.
Like Sculpta?
I do it.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know T-Pain was doing.
What if he just goes crazy on that route instead of like trying to get the next Bobby Bitch or Hot.
But streaming was not hot when he got locked up. He probably doesn't know anything
exactly
about it.
So he
got
to be put on it. He just got to be put on. So it's a matter of time. He'll find another route. That nigga can just be on the internet posting fucking videos. You don't know what Bobby will start doing. But in terms of how he's going to start it off,
I think regardless, he's going to make some music. No matter what he ends up doing, within the next couple of years, he's pretty much just going to be focused on music, I'm assuming. Because that's all he knows how to do. He knows it works.
I'm sorry, I'm way down here. I dropped the button.
Even if it doesn't work, he's still going to make money off.
Interesting. Well, that's pretty much it, you know what I'm saying?
Come up.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm still. You said you think it's going to be mid, but everyone's going to listen to it?
That's just my prediction.
Bro, if it's mid, I'll be excited. I just don't want
to sound dated. It's probably going to sound dated.
Yeah, I'm not expecting much. There's gonna be a lot of
Ghost Riders like Drake.
I'm expecting mid. I'm hoping for mid. Anything better is just a plus.
What?
Bro, hoping for mid?
I'm just hoping it's not ass. I'm hoping it's something I can listen to. All right,
that's better than saying you're hoping for mid. Like, imagine it comes out mid and Justin's like, yes, this is exactly what I wanted.
I'm gonna be so hyped, bro. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
You know he's going to have dummy features on there, too, so it's not going to be boring.
Yes, this Bobby Shmurda track is so mid.
Yes, sir. Gosh, this is going to be great.
All the Migos, Lil Baby, Gunna, all the boring-ass dudes on there.
The boring-ass dudes. Crazy.
Bro, I said the Migos, Lil Baby.
A bunch of New York rappers on there, too.
Interesting. Yeah, let's not talk about Drake, because word is in the chat.
From New York, just him. A Boogie with the hoodie.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we got like a Pop Smoke feature. Obviously, not you know, freshly recorded.
He could so easily.
No, just like something on a Pop Smoke song? He's already recorded type shit, and then they just mix it right. I don't know.
So yeah, put him on Pop Smoke. I hope they don't do that. That's terrible.
That's what they did with X, and it was just bad.
Every Pop Smoke song
is just up a pop.
Stop.
Shut up, Pop Smoke. You have a little baby impersonation?
Bro, y'all roasted me last time when he does his interviews and he's just sitting there like, oh yeah, I'm gonna. You ever seen his interviews? I swear that's what he sounds like.
Yo.
Like, no words. It's just like a string of like mumbly syllables. I don't even know how to describe it.
When they started comparing Lil Baby to that guy from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, bro, that shit had me dead. Like, I can't unsee Greg. Greg, dude. When they compare Lil Baby to Greg, dude, I'm just like, yo.
Ooh.
I can't. The internet, bro. Like, you haven't seen those. Those memes.
Wait, hold on.
Bro.
Greg.
That's crazy.
Greg doesn't have butt.
It might not be Greg. Like the little kid with the butt teeth. Yeah, Mandy. Or Manny, whatever it is. Mandy had. All
right, that's.
I think Cooper's trying to get his collection right now, bro.
What's
trying to get his Diary of a Wimpy Kid collection. Oh my god, he
This guy?
No,
Manny,
no.
Manny.
Open it up. Show us Manny. He's gotta be in there.
He's gotta be in there.
He's in the book. Yes.
He's a little Manny. Shout out, little baby.
Oh my god.
This dude right here. Alright, man. Well, if y'all got anything else, we can wrap it up like a condom. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm good. It's been a blessing having you, cool bro.
This motherfucker Justin's been on 1 frames a second the whole time. It's good now. Now Dom's on 1 frames a second. It's crazy.
Oh shit, yeah, mine is.
Am I the only one with a decent thing, bitrate and everything?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
It's okay. We will get there. But yeah, if y'all got any other topics, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Bring it up. You know the vibes.
Yeah. Shout out Cool Bro. If y'all want to be in the podcast, do the same shit that Cool Bro did. Also, make sure you vote. GG's. That's all I can say.
Shout outs, everybody,
man. What the hell? There's something in the book. What the fuck?
Dom, that's your outro? That's it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's hungry.
He knows me at this point, man. We're verified out here.
Oh my god. Look at you switching
up. You see how many gems this guy has? Oh, come on.
Don't go industry like low.
Look at you switching up, bro.
Whoa. Hey, yo, my first day, I'm almost at 300 gems. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. My first day, I'm at 300 gems, bro. That's crazy.
What are you gonna buy with all those gems?
Nothing.
Bro, you already know they got a store coming.
They're just clout points.
Wait,
for now. Dom really got no outro now? That's crazy. All right, cool, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Did y'all talk about it last podcast?
Black man, go ahead and sub to the YouTube channel.
Wait, did y'all talk about it last podcast when Iggy was on Locker Room and everything?
Yeah, we did. We did last podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Missed it?
This is Dom.
No, I watched
so
it.
Bad right now. It's crazy.
Everything's up there.
Yeah, he's like the
cool bro. Since you're a Patreon, you get all the videos for free, so you can just rewatch it.
For free?
Well, for free.
I'm about to say, dude. Chill. All right, man. Well, thank y'all for watching.
Go follow my Twitter at coolbro_. Go follow my TikTok at coolbro297. I posted the busted challenge.
Did you actually?
What? Yeah, wait, what was it?
Yeah, I did. Yo, what?
I can't, bro. Justin. All right, well. Shout out to Cool Bro, you know what I'm saying? First $100 patron. Hopefully we will have more, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cool Bro, he is part of the Let's Keep It Up family.
What tier is the bonus episode for?
Oh my god.
$100.
$100.
Tier 3.
I've said it like 5 times this pod.
Just to see the bonus episode?
No. The bonus episode is just $5.
Is all. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jesus.
Hey, shout out to Mavi. He just released an EP. He's like a disciple from Earl Sweatshirt. Y'all should check him out. Oh, Dom just left.
Yeah, he's
bugging. That's what I'm saying. We're recording our bonus episode Friday. So if y'all want to see it, slide into Patreon.
Yes, sir. $5, $10. Right. Y'all know where to find us. Thank you for having me. Yep, no problem, man. We will see y'all on Sunday. Peace.
This man was
shout out 20.